David Poyle, a little bit of a curveball, told reporters this morning, don't expect Subban back until after the All-Star break. And then an hour later, they activated him, and he'll be in the lineup tonight.
Right, and David Poyle said earlier this week that he thought that PK could return before the All-Star break, but not before the two-game homestand that the Predators have Tuesday and Thursday of next week before the All-Star break. And, of course, PK Subban will be there as Central Division captain. But, yes, apparently he is good to go. He has been practicing with the team for the past week, completed full practices Monday in Vancouver and Wednesday in Calgary, missed 16 consecutive games, which is the most he's missed in a row in his career, missed 14 at the end of last season with the Montreal Canadiens. And they certainly need him back because the Predators have played their last three games, all three games on this road trip without their top two defensemen, PK Subban and Roman Josi, who told a Swiss newspaper that he suffered a concussion last week against Boston and did not make the trip. So certainly helps to have him back in the lineup. He adds a dynamic that was certainly missing for the last month plus.
Now, Subban comes in. Who do you expect him to be paired with, Ekholm or Ervin?
Well, he had been playing with Matthias Ekholm during most of the season. He started with Roman Josi, but about late October, they switched with Matthias Ekholm. So if he's going to get back into a familiar position, I think he'll play with Matthias Ekholm, and Matt Irwin, well, we'll stick with Ryan Ellis, and they'll make the top four for tonight against Edmonton.
Okay, so then who do you think will come out of the lineup? Carrier?
Well, they sent Alex Carrier back to the American Hockey League in corresponding move with Subban coming out. So he'll be out. So I guess the defense should be Subban, Ekholm, Ellis, Irwin, Weber, and Anthony Boteto. Yannick Weber and Anthony Boteto.
Now the Predators are a team, you know, been almost a perennial 100-point team here for a long time, and I think like they're in a playoff spot after their victory in Calgary the other night. They hold down the second wild card spot. It's not like they've had a horrible year by any stretch, but a little bit of an underwhelming season thus far for them.
Oh, absolutely. Halfway through the season, we at the beginning of the season, I would say that most analysts and reporters picked them to be the favorite to come out of the Western Conference, and after their 41st game of the season, they were outside of a playoff spot. So they definitely underachieved in the first half. What was interesting about last night's game, they were up 4-0 with 5 minutes left and won 4-3. Nothing has come easy to them this season, but they have played a lot of games this year where they played well and lost, so I think it was about time for them to have a game where they may have had a huge hiccup at the end but still found a way to hold on, so it was good that they had that four-goal cushion. But Craig Smith said after last night's game, look, you can sit here and say that we're not in a position that we should be in, but it's not as bad as it seems. I mean, being in the Western Conference this year, which is certainly weakened as compared to previous years, certainly helps. They would not be in a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, which has been really good this year. So having other teams struggle as well has helped. And you look at St. Louis, which is having goaltending issues. They're only 2 points behind St. Louis for third place in the Central Division, despite the fact that this team doesn't have a winning streak of over 3 games this season. So that being said, they're certainly fortunate to be in the position they're in considering how inconsistent they've been this season.
Adam Vingan joins us. Adam, Ryan Johansson was the big offseason acquisition, of course, during the season last year for Seth Jones. And, you know, this is a guy who's scored 33 goals and 26 goals last year, you know, down to 14 and now only down to 7, you know, kind of basically on pace for 14 again. What's kind of gone wrong with his goal scoring ability?
Well, I think sometimes when you are a playmaker like he is, sometimes you may be thinking, you think the pass. And he is a pass first player. He knows he needs to shoot more. He said that plenty of times, and he has been firing the puck. It just hasn't gone in, but we've seen other players on this team go through similar slumps. James Neal did at the beginning of the season and reeled off 6 consecutive games with a goal, which I still think is the longest streak in the NHL this season. Philip Forsberg, I think, has 9 goals in his last 14 games now after scoring last night in Calgary. So they have proof that, you know, their players who start slow can certainly pick it up. And Ryan Johansson, while near the top or at the top, I believe, in points for this team so far this season, does need to pick it up in the goal scoring department. And, you know, it's a contract year for him. The team has a big decision to make. He's a restricted free agent, and they should retain him. But you have to wonder how much he's worth. He's probably not worth the amount of money he's going to be asking, considering that his qualifying offer has to be $6 million. Is Ryan Johansson a $7 million a year player? No, probably not. But on this team, he is, because they don't really have any other choice. So if he continues to pick it up and score some more goals and lead this team in scoring, I think the team would be more comfortable in committing to him long term.
Adam Vingan joins us. When he was playing, what differences did you see in what Subban brought compared to Weber?
Well, I think really, while they're both offensive defensemen, they certainly go about their business differently. When Roman Josi was on a pair with Shea Weber for several years, 3 or 4 years before the trade, especially last year, I think Roman Josi sort of took the mantle from Shea Weber as the Predators' most important defenseman. Roman was the one doing a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of carrying the puck and pushing possession, and Shea was there sort of as a safety valve to make sure that someone was back in case something went awry. P.K. Subban is almost an identical player to Roman Josi in the fact that they both love to scoot up the ice. They both have great shots. They both like to carry the puck below the goal line. So I think that was certainly an adjustment for the team, if having Shea Weber, a steady defensive presence on the back end for so long. And I think P.K. was really starting to hit his groove right around the time he got out of the lineup. He had a slow start. The whole team had a slow start. And I think, P.K. has certainly had to make adjustments to a new style of play, even though I think it's one that may be more tailored to his skill set than what he was playing in Montreal. But now he sort of has to start from scratch, having missed 16 games in a row. So for me, and tonight is going to be sort of a fresh look at him and see how he looks on the ice. Right before he came out of the lineup, I was starting to notice him more and more, making those dynamic plays, those end-to-end rushes, those pinpoint passes that the Predators salivated over and were hoping that would turn their team forward when he got on the team. So, tonight it's sort of back to square one for P.K. Subban.
James Neal, has had 81 points and 61 and 58. He's got 21 points this year in 36 games. Not awful. He's got 15 goals, which is really good for him. But his assist total is down very low. Is it just, unlucky? Has Neal not been involved as offensively as much as they would like?
Well, as a goal scorer, I think sometimes, especially for him, like Ryan Johansson is a pass-first player. He's certainly a shoot-first player, James Neal is, and scoring his 15th goal. I would have to look deeper into it to see how much he's facilitating. I know the concrete assists aren't high, but he is leading this team in goals, despite the fact that he missed 5 games earlier this month because of injury. And he's certainly looking to cross that 20-goal threshold, which he's reached in every single season of his NHL career. But, of course, you never want a player like him to have a lot of goals and not enough assists. You want him to contribute evenly. So certainly something that they would look for him.
Adam, we'll see you down at the rink. Appreciate your time.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.